Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even in front of the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate today and every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today is, we've got to look it down, the National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. I enjoy some peanut butter. Fruit Compote Day, Horse Protection Day, National Pig Day. A lot to celebrate today as we do every day here in the beautiful USA. The Dow Jones Industrial Average topping 21,000. Holy cow, it was only a couple weeks ago that we were looking for that 20,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now we're looking at 21,000, over 21,000. As I speak to you, it's 21,102, up 290 points on the day, while oil is down 6 cents a barrel, and 10-year treasury, yeah, that's up 0.07 of a point, 2.465. Yeah, that's painful. Not what you want to see if you're looking to buy a new house right now, but the other side of that is that real estate is doing extremely well right now, unless you're the one needing to buy it. If you're selling or if you're thinking about selling, holy cow, now is the time to be selling real estate. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate agent. All you need to do is call me at 800-306-1990. And now would be the time, just because there's not a lot of inventory out there. Interest rates look like they're heading upward. We saw Fed President Dudley comments that it would not surprise him expecting a rate hike in the next couple of weeks, March 15th, at their meeting then, as he's expecting a rate hike. Who knows what the other Federal Reserve people are saying, but that was Mr. Dudley's comments yesterday. A lot of positive thoughts in the market following the president's speech yesterday. Just a bit of a trivia question for you. Why did they call it a joint session of Congress instead of a State of the Union address? Well, if you're not familiar with the two, the State of the Union address is delivered by a president after he's been sitting president for about a year or more. When they're in their first, it's in the infancy of their campaign right to the inauguration, within the month or so of the inauguration, then they don't do a State of the Union. How could they? The president wouldn't know the State of the Union that quickly because he's only been in office for 40 days. They call this a joint session of Congress. So that's what differences are in the two different programs. Germany, their inflation rose to the highest level in 4 years. U.S. core price, consumer PCE price index matched expectations with an annual increase of 1.7%. So there's a little bit of concern, not a lot, about our inflation standards in the country. Boy, oh boy, a lot of news, especially if you're a news junkie as I am. The state of the joint session of Congress, the president's speech last night. Amazing. It's just regardless, unless you're a Democrat in the Congress, who were unbelievably rude last night. The congressional Democrats really showed their true colors last night in a sign of arrogance, a sign of being rude, lack of respect for not only the individual, but the office and others in our country. Amazing how rude they could be. Well, at least they showed up this time. I mean, that's a big step for them. They didn't show up for the inauguration of the president of the United States. Then the president knocks it out of the park. Now, this is the different networks almost and universally, whether it was Democrat or Republican strategists, all say the same thing. Best speech ever by Donald Trump. The ratings, though, heck, the ratings weren't even as good as the Hater and Hypocrite Awards on Sunday night. Think about that. The 27.8 was the rating when you look at the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Hee Haw. 27.8 was the rating. The overnight number was 33.4 in February of 2009 when President Obama gave his first speech to a joint session of Congress. I wonder if there's anything to do with the fact that there are more people now that are able to watch on mobile devices. They don't have to go to ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Hee-Haw, any of those. You can do it right online and not have to worry about any of that. They didn't add in there how many people might have been watching on Facebook or YouTube if they were carrying speech last night. But a few overnight numbers there for you. Interesting numbers. Chuck Schumer, though, figures between Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Talk about.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, talk about a couple of losers. Now, Chuck Schumer used to be known as an individual who could make a deal. Now he's known as just an obstructionist. Now, think about this. When I understand that the Republicans made some of these same comments and they didn't believe in things that the president was doing when President Obama was in office. But think about just a couple of concepts here. First off, when they talk about infrastructure, that's a totally Democrat proposition, spending $1 trillion on infrastructure, yet the Democrats could not get behind it. Unbelievable.
So I know who's asked to kick.
You talk about giving out handouts. That's a Democrat process. You would think that they would be behind that one.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, don't know that one. They didn't get up for that one. You talk about the widow of a Navy SEAL that was just killed in an operation in the last 3 weeks, and the Democrats sit on their rear ends in the chamber and cannot even stand in that gentleman's honor.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that. And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she's very proud that her members managed to sit through President Trump's hour-long speech to Congress, and then typical in Democrat fashion, haters and hypocrites, before the President of the United States left the chamber, they rudely get up and walk out. Think about that. Now, again, this is just a basic piece of respect afforded to any president of the United States. But the Democrat, heck, Maxine Waters, the loon from California, she didn't even show up. She was too busy. Put something better on her calendar. Unbelievable.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Horrible, horrible. But that's even CNN, the Clinton News Network. They came out with a good report on the president's speech as well. They're on their commentary. Most Americans who watched President Donald Trump's first address to Congress gave him an enthusiastic thumbs up, a poll of speech watchers showed. The CNN ORC survey found 57% of viewers had a very positive reaction to the speech. About 7 in 10 said the speech made them feel more optimistic about the direction of our country. 7 in 10. Talk about, you think that the Democrats in Congress are out of touch with the American population?
You're absolutely useless.
And this is a report from the Clinton News Network. Think about that concept right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to chat about one of my favorite subjects, wine. Robert Mott will be checking in with us. We got a lot of good commentary on there, a conversation to chat with Robert about. We'll also talk about over half of all buyers, surprised home buyers, surprised closing costs. A secret a dad uses to give his kids a way out of bad situations. I love this. I'm going to share this with you. And ways to spend less money at the grocery store. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. Everything from a reverse mortgage, a great program for the right person when you understand it, VA loan, FHA loan, first-time home buyers, every one of those products, they've got them. Check this out. This dad has a secret code to give his kids a way out of a bad situation. And don't think that moms can't do the same thing. I don't want to make it sound like it's only a dad that can do this. But I saw this and I thought, a great idea. It's called the X Plan. Kids are out doing whatever they're doing, and they send a text message to mom or dad simply with the letter X as the only thing in the text. And then there's a very simple script that follows from here. The father will automatically, or mother, automatically pick up the phone and call their child. We'll use the name Mitchell. So we call Mitchell. Mitchell says, hello. I call him. He says, Mitchell, something's up and I have to come get you right. What happened? I tell him, I'll tell you when I get there. Be ready to leave in 5 minutes. I'm on the way. Think about that. Very, very simple. Now, whatever's going on, and mom or dad, don't ask any questions. They're just on their way. coming to get them right here, right now, taking the child who's doing a really a good thing. They're calling and saying, hey, you know something? Something's going on here I'm not happy with. I need extrication. Come and get me, Mom and Dad. We're doing it. Great information. That's Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning conversation with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing a whole lot better than I was last week when I couldn't hear a word you were saying.
No kidding. That was rather awkward. I tell you, that's the first time I've ever been on a radio show when I had to do a monologue, and that's really, really hard.
People look at it and say, I do it every morning, and they, how do you do that? No, you're right. It's sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge. But sometimes, you know something, I'm just talking to myself anyway, so what the heck. But let's and that's even before I drink the wine. So let's chat a little bit about highly rated wines. Can you drink too early? Is there a problem with that? Please give us some education there.
Sure. No, that's a common misconception, I think, is that, you know, you see these wines that are highly rated, and maybe you're lucky enough to have actually picked up a bottle or two here and there. And then you look in the wine industry magazines like Wine Spectator, or maybe you look at Robert Parker or any of the other ones, perhaps, that talk about when wine is going to be at its best. And the answer is, of course, you know, there's no right answer here, and there's no harm in drinking it young. If a wine got a high rating, you can pretty much bet it's pretty tasty right now. They don't usually give these ratings away to wine that doesn't taste good, at least to some extent now. Style you enjoy, you know, it's definitely nothing wrong with drinking it now. Now, wines don't magically get better with age. That's another very common misconception that people tend to cling to. They just evolve and change like the rest of us. And some wine expert might suggest that a wine might show better or its best several years in the future with its evolution. And that's especially true for some of the old world wines that we talked about before, like, you know, French Bordeaux or some of, you know, big, heavy Barolos from Italy, which can be, you know, exceptionally tannic and tight and really highly structured when they're released. And wines like that can be well served with a few years of aging, which kind of allows everything to soften and integrate better with all the fruit flavors. But everybody's tastes are different. Your taste is different than mine, Ron, and likewise, our tastes are going to be different than almost everybody else's to some extent. But so if you like young wines, there's no reason to doubt yourself. I'd always prefer drinking a wine a bit too young than one that's over the hill. And there are many things you can do with that young wine to make it maybe, you know, soften the tannins a little bit, or maybe get it a little bit tasting a little bit older. Like you can decant it, you can aerate it, you can pour a little bit out, put the cork back in and shake it like a martini shaker. You can do all those things, but, you know, it's on a young wine. But when you get a wine that's over the hill, there's really nothing that I know of yet that can really revive that wine and make it taste young again. So I would always err on the side of drinking a wine too young versus too old. And so definitely do not be afraid of that, and don't be a slave to the, drinks great in 5 to 10 years or 5 to 7 years. No, yeah, just if you want to open it and drink it, open it and drink it. Don't feel bad about it.
And you mentioned to us in the past that one of the best strategies for something like that is to buy a couple of bottles of that wine if you're so inclined, and try one now and save it later, and you can compare your notes.
Exactly. There's a kind of a rule of three is what we call it, you know, as a minimalist thing. You know, and really it's rules of three, rule of six kind of thing. Have one that you know, when you buy wine, when you're out in the wine country or whatever, and you find a great wine, buy three at least. And because you'll want to have one probably the next day or that night when you get home and kind of relive that experience. And then you kind of want to save one for maybe, you know, a special occasion or when, you know, with some friends are around, somebody, when you want to share that experience with some other people. So save a second bottle for that occasion, which probably will come up in the next couple of months. and then save that last bottle for maybe, you know, maybe a year from now or 2 years from now when you think that when you think about that. And again, you want to kind of viscerally reconnect with that experience you had when you tasted that wine. So it's, I guess, kind of a rule of three kind of thing, because yeah, it's kind of a, otherwise you'll be kind of disappointing yourself, because you, if you buy one, you may never open it because you want to kind of hold on to that memory. But when you have three, you know, only that last one becomes difficult to open. So, so anyway.
And the funny part about that, I don't know if this has happened to you, Robert, because you're more seasoned and trained than I am. But sometimes I'll go out to a wine country and enjoy something, and I buy a bottle or two or three, and you come home and you say, what the heck was I thinking when I bought this one?
You know, it happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. And you know, part of that is the environment you're in. You know, I mean, your perceptions of something like a wine or anything really are heavily influenced by the environment you're in. So, you know, you're in the wine country. It's probably a beautiful day. You're surrounded by lovely people who are there to make sure you have a good time. They're showing you their best wines, you generally, and they're showing them in the way that they present the best possible way. So, yeah, it's really an optimal situation for enjoying the wine. You know, you're there to have a good time anyway. So you're in definitely the right frame of mind to enjoy something like that. So don't be disappointed that you're disappointed, I guess is what I'd say. That experience in the wine country, tasting the wine, is one of those things that's very, very hard to replicate. And it's exactly. So I think the thing to take away is just know that it's not going to be the same when you get it home. But try to remember that experience and kind of cling to it when you actually taste that wine that you bought there. And the other thing too is that generally when you're in the wine country, you've had maybe a sip or two of wine before you tasted that one, and that also changes your perception quite markedly as well. So again, don't be disappointed, because you will be somewhat disappointed. It will almost never live up to that experience that you had at the winery, tasting the wine, and in that optimal wine tasting environment.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought maybe it was just me, and maybe it was because I had, you know, generally, you know, unless obviously your first stop, you've had something to drink, you know, throughout the day. And I didn't realize what I was doing, or what, which most of the time I don't. But, you know, that whole concept that you're bringing out, that it is the optimal method of tasting, and they know what they're doing. I mean, they're experts pouring, you know, lots and lots of wine all the time. So they're really pouring it precisely correct, and we may not do it exactly that way at home. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Exactly.
Another question I have for you. I heard this term, and I don't know what this means at all. Sclera or Sclera system. I'm not even sure if I said it properly.
You said it correctly. Yeah, it's very common with ports and sherries and things of that nature. It's basically a Sclera system is a collection of barrels. They're traditionally stacked with the bottom row containing the oldest vintages. And the reason for this is that for fractional blending across vintages. So if you hear of a tawny port, like it's a 10-year tawny or a 20-year tawny, or you have a sherry or something like that, or perhaps it's a non-vintage champagne or bubbly or something like that, even rums or balsamic vinegar, things like that, are very common that they use what they call a Sclera system. But just to kind of give you an idea of what that is, the way to think of it is picture a tower of barrels with multiple vintages in it, with the youngest barrels at the top of the pile and the oldest at the bottom, by removing some wine from the oldest barrel at the bottom. But then you replace that missing portion of wine for the next oldest barrel, and that portion in that next oldest barrel you do for the one above it, and then you keep replacing it down the way. So each barrel becomes a blend of multiple years. And so after, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, you can imagine that the bottom barrel may have a little bit of wine in it that's maybe 30 years old, a little bit of wine that's maybe 29, 28, 27, et cetera. And so it becomes a very interesting blend of multiple vintages. And basically, because you never empty the barrel, that bottom barrel always has some of that oldest vintage in it. So some of these old port houses and old sherry houses, you can imagine that there's actually wine in there that may be 70, 80, 90 years old. So for instance, when you hear like a 20-year port or a 30-year port or something like that, what that's referring to is the average age of the wine. So if you proportionally say, well, I've got this many milliliters of this age and this many milliliters of this age and this many of this age, then you say, well, the average age is 30 years old. And so that's how it ends up being on the label. But the Solera system is a very commonly used system for these types of wines that are blended across multiple vintages. And they do that as much as anything looking to create a house style. And so they're able to kind of take certain proportions and mix and blend them together this way. And once they kind of set that in motion, they kind of create this house style that it gives you a very consistent product year after year. And so when you see if you get a particular 20-year port for a great port house, you'll notice that every year, even though there's not a vintage on it, but every year you go buy a bottle of this port, it'll be very, very similar to the year before that. And so almost imperceptibly different. So it's just the way that they achieve that that blend, because that barrel at the bottom has got a lot of complexity and a lot of different vintages in it.
That sounds pretty interesting, because that, like you say, then you're not worried about the idea of having this year it's a great vintage, and next year's may not be quite as good, or it might be better. This makes it a little bit more consistent over time. So how does that then tie into a tawny port?
Well, it's exactly the same process for a tawny port. Tawny port's been produced since the 17th century, and again, that age indication is at the average age of the wine in the bottle. And so they use the Solera system almost exclusively for blending these 10-year, 20-year, 30-year ports. For instance, like a 20-year port, for example, there can be grapes from wine that's produced from grapes from harvest that could be between 9 years to 36 years old, for instance. But the average is what's listed on the label. On average, however, tawnies must be aged at least 3 years before they're bottled or blended. It's one of those rules in Portugal that they have to. It has to happen that way. And like I say, the age on the label is determined by the average age of all the grapes in the bottle. A common misconception is the age of any vintages is the maximum age, as you see on the bottle. But again, that's the average and not the maximum.
Great information, as always. So I was wondering about that part, too. How do you label it? But it's the average of all the ages. Great information, as always. We appreciate you checking in with us each Wednesday morning, Robert Mott. And we're going to continue our conversation. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial. Over half of all buyers are surprised by closing costs. Top 10 rising housing markets and some ways to spend less money at the grocery store. All that and more. You can just anytime our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the new one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP 279564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? If you can answer yes to both of those, the reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. I don't know whether it is or not, but it might be the right solution for you. Go to AskAboutReverseMortgages.com, double-check and see if that works for you to get the reverse. Then get the information, get legitimate information. We're going to have Jay Kaplan in here tomorrow to talk about the reverse mortgage. Over half of all buyers are surprised by closing costs. This is according to a recent survey conducted by Closing Corp. Over half all home buyers are surprised by the closing costs required to obtain the mortgage. They surveyed 1,000 first-time and repeat home buyers. The results revealed that 70% of home buyers were surprised that closing costs were required at all, while another 35% were stunned by how much higher the fees were than expected. Quote from the report, home buyers reported being most surprised by mortgage insurance, followed by bank fees and points, taxes, title insurance, and appraisal fees, unquote. Bankrate recently gathered closing cost data from lenders in every state and Washington, D.C. to be able to share the average costs in each state. They used a cost based on a $200,000 mortgage with 20% down. Be aware, obviously, this is California, or most of you are listening in California. Our numbers are going to be higher than that, but you can certainly multiply to get the numbers you want. We're going to be somewhere in the range of $2,250 to $2,500 for a $200,000 loan. Across the country, we're looking at $2,128. Keep in mind, again, that if you're in a market like we are where home prices are above this, the cost could be significantly more. And according to Freddie Mac, closing costs are typically 2% and 5% of your purchase price. Here's the bottom line. You need to have a great team of people to assist you. When you have a great team, a great lender like our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, again, call me, I'll put you in touch with them, or a real estate partner that our friend at Gold Star will put you in touch with. The first step is always going to be talking to the lender. That way you don't have any misconceptions. We spoke about this a bit yesterday as well. But find out what those costs are going to be. Nobody likes price. Here's the idea. I'll tell you, I'll share this with you. I tell this all the time. Surprises are great for birthdays and anniversaries and graduation. Those are times when you want surprises. When you're talking about business, when you're talking about probably the largest investment you're going to ever make, your home, that's not the time for surprises. We don't want surprises. Those, finding out that you have to come up with thousands of dollars more right before closing, that's not a surprise that anyone is looking for. That's the real-time real estate stack, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So where are the properties moving the highest? Where are they growing the most? We looked and did some research, our crack staff, and we found the top 10 rising housing markets. People take many factors into account when deciding where to buy a home. And for some home buyers, access to good public schools is crucial, while others, safety is the top priority. Home buyers may also want to take into account whether their home value is expected to rise, but knowing where home values are expected to grow and how fast they are going to grow can be hard to predict. We're going to talk about 10 rising housing markets where, based on current data, home values can be expected to increase. In order to find the housing markets on the rise, we looked at data on population change, housing unit change, median income change, median home value change. To understand where the data came from and how to put it all together, the rankings, you can take a look. Key findings, consider Texas property. Texas cities claim half the spots in the top 10. Colorado is the only state other than Texas that has more than one city in the top 10. There are also another three Texas cities ranked between 11 and 25, giving the state a total of 8 cities in the top 25. Might be better to rent in Michigan. 3 of the 10 housing markets at the bottom of the list are in Michigan. Detroit, Lansing, and Warren in the bottom of the list. May make sense to rent there with home values falling. Top, number 1. Midland, Texas. Good news for Midland homeowners. Median house values was 23% from 2011 to 2015, and median incomes rose almost 20%. For both of those measures, Midland ranks first in the study, and what's more, plenty of people are flocking to the city. Population is up 12.78% in the past 5 years, but the number of housing units has only risen 5.71%. Demand for housing outpacing supply, housing values will probably keep on going up. Second was Denver, Colorado. There could be a number of reasons why people are moving to Denver, Colorado. Don't go there. That can really get us in trouble if we start talking about the reason people are moving to Denver, Colorado. Every once in a while, we have to bring out the bong to get that information off to you the right way. So, yeah, I wonder if that's the reason people are moving to Denver, Colorado. Weather is good, almost 300 days of sunshine per year. The skiing is some of the best in the country. Data from the Census Bureau shows that Denver's population increased by 10% from 2011 to 2015. Over that time, the number of housing units only increased by 3.7%, raising the demand for housing. Odessa, Texas was number 3. Similar to Midland, it's another southwest Texas town where the local economy is powered by the energy sector, specifically oil. Despite the downturn in oil prices, median income in Odessa rose 14% from 2011 to 2015, according to the Census Bureau data. That may be one explanation for why Odessa's population has recently risen from 2011 to 2015. Trying to look on here, holy cow, well, we did find. In number 9, Sunnyvale, California, the only California city in the top 10. Smart Asset found that Sunnyvale was the safest city in America for 2 years in a row. Perhaps that partially explains why its population increased by 7% from 2011 to 2015. Interestingly, the difference between Sunnyvale's population growth and its housing stock growth was only 3.1%. That's one of the lowest differences in the top 10. But home values may continue to grow because median incomes in the area are rising rapidly. Sunnyvale residents' median income rose 14.19% on average from 2011 to 2015, the biggest jump in the top 10. Unbelievable. That's a great information right there on housing markets. You know, that's just one of those things. Look at where people want to be moving. Remember, we always talk about this on Ron Siegel Radio. Supply and demand is always, always, always a major issue. So continue watching what the supply and demand is. We shared that yesterday that we're like 3.9 months supply of housing. That's why we keep on seeing the prices continue to increase as we continue getting closer to the spring buying season. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways to spend less money at the grocery store and some secrets from Costco and Sam's Club that you may not know about. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message in your consumer as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. The only question is, what are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Go on their website, check it out. They've got some really cool tools on there. I think it's like $87 a month or $89 a month, something like that. Get LifeLock in there. They help you collect, fix your credit report. They give you an idea of which items to pay and which sequences to help you out along those lines as well. A lot of really, really good tools to help you accomplish your goals with your credit reports. Again, that's creditsanitizer.com. So let's take a look and see what some of the ways to spend less money are at the grocery store. The other idea is bringing you different tools for spending less money at the grocery store. The average American family spends somewhere between $300 and $700 per month on groceries. Typically, the fourth biggest budget priority behind housing, transportation, and insurance. A lot of money. And the thing is, your grocery bills don't have to cost you that much. Whether it's just you or you're feeding a big family with a little bit of effort, you can save a lot of money on the cost of food. When you head out your grocery trip, try applying some of these strategies to your shopping routine, and you may find that you can save maybe as much as 50% or even more. Number one, where you shop. Change where you shop. You can save more than 30% on groceries simply by changing your routine. Check out non-traditional grocery stores like warehouse clubs, dollar stores. Aldi is coming out into our area in several areas. Walmart for big savings on food and other items you frequently buy at a grocery store at a higher price. Think about that concept. One of the big ones that's my pet peeve is buying organic. I know that that's the rage about buying organic, but I'm going to share with you a little bit of a story that came to me from a ranching family. Think about this just logically. Now, these are ranchers. They raise cows, dairy, and beef, dairy milking cows. Obviously, then they have beef cows that they're going to be slaughtered for beef purposes. Think about this concept, though. Their idea as a business owner is to maximize the sales price of their product. Maximize the sales price. That way they can make as much money as possible. Got to follow this one. What happens, though, then, is they don't know. You know, say a cow is born today. They don't know when it's time for that cow to go to whatever its ultimate use is. They don't know what they're going to do with it today now, or what the sales, what the marketplace is, the sales price is going to be. They know that if they sell it as an organic beef, they can get more money than non-organic beef. They know that if it's organic beef, they can label it and not call it organic and sell it for less. It's just a labeling difference. My same exact product, but if you label it a little different, you can get it for less. It's kind of like the plain wrap. I just, in one of the articles that we'll talk about in a minute, we were told recently that Kirkland brand batteries are made by Duracell. They're labeled differently. They might cost a different price because the average consumer doesn't know that. Same thing with your organic beef. So get back to the story. If they raise the cow today, start from day one, and feed it all the organic foods, if they do the paperwork that's organic, now they get 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, they've got a cow that could be sold as organic. They sell every single cow possible as organic because that's how they get the most money. Now, the cows that they didn't sell as organic, that the market didn't want to buy because of price, now they do it as the generic, the plain wrap. And they sell the exact same cows, same pasture, same feed, same everything, but they do it as the plain wrap, the off-brand, the store brand, the Kirkland brand, whatever. And they say, you know something, we're going to call this organic and we'll sell it for less money. They were the same cows brought up on the same feed, same paperwork, same everything. Be cognizant of that when you're talking about organic products. Buy in bulk. The warehouse clubs like Costco, Sam's, if you're in an area where they've got BJ's. Number two, save money with store brands. Buying store brands instead of name brands can save you an average of 25%. In many instances, you're not going to even know the difference. There are some items at stores like Trader Joe's that are actually brand name products repackaged for half the price, no coupon needed. When it comes to the general debate of store brands versus name brands, depending on the store brand can be just as good or even better. For example, a Walmart exclusive brand of toilet paper called White Cloud Ultra Soft Thick was named as best roll in America by Consumer Reports. I didn't even know they did a consumer report on toilet paper. On top of that, Consumer Reports' most recent look at sunscreens found Walmart was a big winner with its Equate store brand. Both the lotion and spray were named as best buys. Be careful of that. Don't knock store brands until you try them. Compare prices at different stores. Figure out which store has the best prices on items you're looking for. Stopping at two or more stores can save lots and lots of money. Compare unit prices at the store. There are a lot of sneaky tactics manufacturers and stores use to get you to spend money. One of them is the way the products are packaged. I was looking recently. I just mentioned to you, I'm not a big fan of organic. Costco started carrying only organic blueberries. They've since gone back. But I went over to Smart and Final, and I did the math that the blueberries in the smaller size package actually was a cheaper cost per ounce than the larger size package. Do the math for yourself. Use a cash back credit card. Use apps that find the best prices. Ibotta provides rebates on a number of retail items, but you find the most saving opportunities at national and regional grocery stores. Checkout 51 features a new list of about 20 offers every Thursday morning. They include rebates on items you don't normally find coupons for, such as tomatoes, strawberries, bananas. Shop Minimum, like Checkout 51, the rebate offers on Shop Minimum can be redeemed at any store where the products are sold. Sellfire.com sends coupons directly to your loyalty cards. Coupons.com, Favedo.com, Grocery IQ, Red Laser, I love Red Laser, SavingStar.com, a lot of different places where you can save different money. There's a new one that Vons has, iShop or something like that. Mom was just telling me about, I don't use it, but I just heard that one since we did this report. Salvage stores offer cheap food. I know the Grocery Outlet has a lot of great stuff, different prices. Stock up when items are on sale. That's a great opportunity. Make a list and stick to it. If you have a list, you're much more likely to avoid spending extra money. Find coupons before you head to the store. Minimize the idea or the concept of doing any kind of impulse buying. Use cash. If you bring a certain amount of cash to the grocery store, then that's all you'll be able to spend, avoiding the last-minute unnecessary purchases. Many stores in today's world do price matching. Don't buy prepared foods. Yes, it's convenient, but it's also more expensive. These convenience items could be marked up as much as 40%. You want to save? Avoid the packaged, pre-cut, prepared sandwiches, salads, and produce. Instead, buy the ingredients, which will last longer separately, and cut your fruits and veggies yourself at home. Save on meat products. Buying in bulk is a great way to help reduce your monthly spending. If your family eats a lot of meat, buy bigger quantities, which will cost you less per pound. Freeze what you'll eat immediately, or freeze whatever you don't eat immediately. Bring the package, especially if you go to like Costco, bring the package size down to a smaller usable package. Consider alternatives. If you're planning to cook something that doesn't really require the most expensive meat or other ingredients, consider buying a cheaper alternative. A lot of different options there for you. Just trying to help you save a little bit of money. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Over the limit, I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half. lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night.